The opinions expressed in the following program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.
Anything goes! Go! Go!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Anything Goes with the beautiful, gorgeous, lovely sweetheart of, what's your name?
Of
Carrie what? Bradstreet. There she is, and I am her sidekick. Okay, I'll be your sidekick today, okay?
Are you always my sidekick? Do I have to wear this, please?
No, we'll take it off in a minute, but let's... Now, see what you're doing right there?
No.
Do I have to wear this?
I cheat, you know, like I was in the store yesterday, it always kind of falls over my nose because I can't breathe. Then I got to see anybody, I go, okay, I'll move it back up. And I'll just let it kind of eventually just, oopsies, oh, sorry.
Well, one of the reasons we have these on today is to let everybody know to wear your mask wherever you go. Now, a lot of people, I hear them complaining, hey, I'm not going to wear a mask. This is America. I'm free to do whatever I want to. Well, you're free to get the virus, too. Mm-hmm. But it's like people like me. I'm over 25, so... Well, three times that. But anyway.
He's a chicken. He's afraid he's going to die.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a bad thing. To that's the last thing you do.
Yeah.
Do you know that?
The last thing you do is die.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's so weird because that's a concept I think of. Like, nobody here on the earth knows what it's
like
to all of a sudden, oh, I'm not on earth anymore.
I've died.
I not did. Forever died.
Well, never forever.
Yeah, they so it's like we're in, all so. In the same club, but then we have loved ones and stuff that pass away, and they know something we don't know, or it's a concept we can't comprehend. We're all on the same level here. We're all still alive and haven't died.
One thing, if you want to learn more, read your Bible.
No, I'm just saying it's such a weird concept that everybody at the same time here on earth are all in the same position. We all...
are going to die.
Well, we're all going to die, but we're all alive at the same time.
Well, you're getting real heavy now, girl.
I know. It's,
well, anyway, the reason we have the mask on is to remind you that when you're out in public...
To remind you that Larry's sick.
Wear a mask for yourself and me. I mean, it's not just for one person. It's for us all. And don't come up with this, well, I'm a free man. I can do whatever I want to. Well, you can. But one of the things you can do is die free of charge by not wearing your mask. So if you can... Don't get all bent out of shape. Just wear your mask. When you're in some place, take it off. Go home, take it off. And just say, thank you, God, for keeping me safe. Mm-hmm. Right? Oh, you took off your mask already.
I know. I can't take it for real. I think I need to wash it. Don't
think I'll tell you, we can't do anything right here. I mean,
mine's reversible, so I guess if I flip it back and forth, it's kind of like...
Oh, you got all that bad stuff that you breathe into it? I wear one mask. I throw it away. I can't.
Oh, you have disposable ones.
Yeah.
Well, I only have it on for about that long, unless I'm at the grocery store.
By the way, we usually do this show on Monday.
We did do our show on Monday.
Well, we did do our show on Monday, but we got a guy here that
does all the... No, blame it on him, because it made me remember this has happened to us many times on You've Got to Be Kidding Me, America.
Oh, my goodness. I did it myself, but I want to give him a hard time.
Well,
come on.
It happened to when we had Sophia once, when we had...
Remember, what's that guy's name that used to be on the show that was trying to edit and he screwed the whole thing up?
Oh.
Dave.
David? Well, we've had it happen. We've gone through and we shot, a whole episode of You Gotta Be Kidding Me, America. Send everybody home. Well, they go back and they're like,
No sound.
And then you have to break it to the people. Yeah, this isn't as bad because it's not like we have to have memorize script and everything and we have to go back and do everything again. We can just start from scratch.
But we had to give the guy a hard time, to sit here and say...
Well, I didn't want to give him a hard time because he's helping us.
I know, but it's fun to say
something. I don't want to risk, taking anybody off.
Oh, you think we'd make him mad? I don't think so. He's a pretty good guy. So.
Just got to be on the safe side. No, I know how it's been. Like, we did that with Sophia. Remember, we had Sophia on as a guest and went all the way through there. And then it's like, Sophia, yeah, that didn't work. That wasn't any sound.
Oh, really?
That first one we did with Sophia.
Really? And we had no sound, so...
So we never aired
that
one. Nobody
told me. This is the first I heard about that.
I had to, like, just tell Sophia, yeah, don't try...
I tell you, I don't like these mics. You don't know if you're too far away or what's going on. I don't know if I have to be up here to talk or back here to talk.
I think they have it set up so maybe we don't spread our germs and have to talk too close.
Oh, is that what it is?
I don't know, maybe. But anyways, well, we did a show on Monday. And what did we talk about Monday?
Everything, but nothing really.
I know. I was trying to think what we kind of got wrapped up in and any kind of big controversies. I think you talked about T-Mobile or something at one point, but
T-Mobile.
Whatever, whoever your one is.
Oh, my phone. I still got them. Yeah. My wife says, still, she don't have T-Mobile. She has what is it?
Verizon.
Verizon, yeah. And she's very happy with them. I've been with this company for 21 years. Now, it wasn't T-Mobile.
Why aren't you guys together on a plan?
Well, because I...
Is hers work?
It goes all the way back to when I sold real estate. I needed a
separate one.
A separate one, and so I just went with... It wasn't T-Mobile at the time. It was OmniPoint or something like that. And I just been with them for 21 years. Mm-hmm. So kind of, you know, but they're so... They tell you you're going to get with these professionals. I forced the word they use. One of our professionals will be
one of your tech support. One of your
one of your many people
customer
that
service
know
people.
What the hell's going on, you know, and they don't. They don't have a clue. And then you get somebody from, "Hello, can I help you?
Well,
where are you from?" Well, I am from Czechoslovakia.
Well, I'm going to tell you that. Your phone, either you or your phone, does not alert you when you have emails or text messages.
You don't. Yeah, that's another thing.
Yeah, because I tried to warn you or tell you, hey, we didn't get our show.
Yeah, I didn't get it until I checked my message myself.
I know, and so I had let you know. He let me know right away on Monday, so I think we had the rest of the week to try to figure this out. And I kept messaging you. He didn't get back to me. Messaging again. All right, now it's Thursday. We've only rang out of time.
Okay, how many times have I called you and you never answer your phone?
Well,
you never call
I
me
do.
Back?
I see the message and then I get back to you, but I might not answer it right away.
Oh, maybe a week later.
No.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
I still love you, but still, no, you don't.
No. Maybe I know what you're calling me is for nothing, so I just ignore it.
See, there you go.
That could be it too.
Did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? She's coming right out with it. Like,
no.
If I was important, if you were important, I would get back to you. But who are you?
No, but I wanted to see if it's possible. Remember a couple shows ago, I told you that the way we could get more viewers, listeners, is to have a guest on here who's got lots of, you know, friends and contacts and whatever, so that we would say, hey, he was on our show, and we'd get a whole bunch of listeners. And I brought up, I had
you got a lot of friends and people.
Well, apparently they're not watching or listening.
How many people do you see at the bottom when you look and see?
Oh, no, but I'm just saying on Facebook, I've got like 4,000. So I figure if 10%, that would be
4,000 people. I can understand that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Did you get that picture I sent you?
No.
Oh.
See?
Something it's
wrong.
The one I told you. It was really
yes,
nice.
Yes, I didn't get it, so you didn't send
but
it to the right email.
It's really a cool picture. Okay. I'll try again today. I think
probably
you'll like
know
it.
What it is. I probably still have a CD or something.
Oh, I'm sure
from
you
that,
do.
Or
yeah.
Somewhere on a hard drive, some of those old pictures. But anyways, what I was going to say is I told you that I had a songwriter friend from Nashville, and then I told him that we kind of talked to him about him on our show. And I said, too bad you couldn't be on our show unless we had you like, you know, FaceTime or whatever. He said, sure. I said, what? So I'm just wondering if we could ever have virtual guests on our show, somehow having them, you know, like FaceTime us and then have.
Well, they do it on Channel 8 every morning.
I know.
I don't know if he.
But we might not be able to see them very well, but maybe could hear them. But I was thinking if it's FaceTime. That they would see our face and put them by the microphone, or how that would work. But
we could ask.
What
is his name?
Matt. The Mask Matt. Yeah, we can see. That might be a way to get people here, and then they're coronavirus safe because they're not, you know, sitting right next to us. It's an option. So we can try to figure that out. In the meantime, we'll pretend we talked about him, and then we'll tell him to tell his friends to watch our show.
What's his name?
His name is Bernie Nelson.
Bernie Nelson?
Bernie Nelson. Yep.
And he's a songwriter?
Formerly from Nashville. I guess he just moved to Texas, and I forget where he said it was.
Is he named some...
He'd be able to tell you all these people that he's written songs for, and I think he's been actually, you know, played some music in some of these really popular country songs. It's all country music, yeah. So yeah, he knows a lot of people, and going way back to the, you know, real popular countries of the 70s, 80s, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, Bernie?
Did you say he watches our?
No, but I was going to tell him that he can be on our show, then he'll watch us. I don't tell people that I know to watch because I'm so embarrassed about they're going to laugh at how terrible, awful I look on camera because I'm supposed to be an on-camera person.
Here we go again.
I know it's my own fault. I know.
She thinks she's ugly.
Well, it's just...
She thinks she's fat.
She's really old.
She's old. Well, you only get old by living, you know.
You know what's happened is in the last 10 years, technology has come up with high definition. And so you can't hide behind, you know, like filters or just being far enough away from the camera that you can't see all, you know, the wrinkles and all that kind of stuff. Now high definition, you can see a little hair that's on your lip. I mean, it's just incredible. So
let me ask you a question. Who tells you you're beautiful more, myself or your husband?
You.
Why? How does that happen?
He never tells me that.
Oh, you're kidding
me. No.
I tell my wife every day she's beautiful.
Well, I guess I don't tell him handsome every day either. So.
Well, she never tells me that either.
No.
Because I asked her one day, how come you don't tell me I'm handsome? She says, because you're not. No, I'm just kidding.
No.
Oh, how many times, he doesn't tell you you're beautiful?
No, I don't hear from any of my family, so that's why I don't think I think they're the real honest ones.
Well, behind your back, we tell you you're beautiful all the time. I mean... All those guys we used to always say you were.
Sure, you did. Sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm not funning you, woman. I'm telling you.
Like that movie, I'd not like to be able to have to be able to read people's minds, at least for a little while. At first, I thought that'd be kind of fun, but then I think it would just really be
a downer.
A downer, because then you're thinking, no, I have to respond to this person, be nice to them, but I know what they really think about me.
Oh, all they'd have to think is, she looks like she's gaining weight. Oh, I mean, she'd go down. You wouldn't come out of your house forever. You'd be
saying,
right there.
Oh, here she is again. What is she going to... Oh, she's such a pain. She's such a bore. Or whatever. Does she really think she looks good?
I forget which one you had, but you had a blonde wig on. Wow, do you look different and blonde.
It was like that platinum blondie one when I was the superhero thing.
Yeah.
I know, it's like, it doesn't look like me.
At all.
No, and it doesn't look good because I've got, you know, darker features. Maybe if I had lightened my eyebrows and stuff. Because my sister is blonde, but it's like a dirtier
blonde.
Yeah.
Now, is she older or younger than
she's
you?
She's younger. And she's always, she had long hair in high school, but now she always has her hair kind of short.
Now, does she like doing commercials and stuff
No.
Nope.
She hides from the camera. We get to pull a camera out for stuff, and she always just walks away.
How come?
She doesn't like to get her picture taken either.
Is she married?
Yep.
Got any kids?
She's got four kids.
Wow.
All adults. Yeah. So, yeah, we started having kids at the same time. Our firstborns are a month apart.
Wow.
Yep.
So that means if you've had kids pretty close together... Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going anywhere with it. Don't worry about it. So that's what we got to talk about today. We got everything we talked about was Monday, and we can't do it Monday.
What's happened since Monday? No.
I went fishing. That's about it.
Oh, yeah.
That was
fun. And I've got some stuff I can share with you. I could not find that gear I was telling you about. I'll have to go back and look and see.
Floated around my pool on my air mattress. That was fun.
You know what? It's supposed to be Sunday. It's supposed to be the temperature supposed to feel like 100.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You're more than welcome to.
On there. and just
we're having
I have not been outside, like, you know, I don't even think I did last summer either. I'd get sun from being outside, but it would just be having tank tops
not laying
on my,
out there,
yeah, right. My back, my stomach would be white, and my legs would kind of be white, and my back would be like very brown.
I always got the farmer tan, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? It goes right to here, and that's it.
I know. But I had been doing some auditions this week. Did
oh,
a
what
couple.
For?
One I did one was a movie that I auditioned for yesterday. And then before that,
what was the movie about?
I don't know if I'm supposed to say, but it shoots in Arkansas in end of August, first of September, something
well,
like that.
Oh, is it a comedy?
No,
Oh, it's a thriller.
No, it's like a thriller one, yes.
Are you going to be a hooker again? Or
No.
A mother, a sister, a brother?
Middle-aged country club type.
You do good as a hooker, though. I mean, them movies you've been in as a hooker, they look pretty good.
Because hookers don't look really good.
Hookers always look good.
No, yeah, that movie got kind of not edited the way that
you thought it would be.
No, I mean, the parts that I am in, I mean, it's fine, but there's just too much bringing like strip clubs and all that kind of stuff to it. It's like, so I don't tell anybody
to watch it.
What's
the name of it anyway?
It's Ted Names Changed. It started out as Grotter. It was about a serial killer, whatever that was, would grot prostitutes, whatever, which would take their heads off.
Ooh.
Yes. And
so did you get your head taken
no,
off?
No, but the story was well, the leading suspects was an estranged brother of mine.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of my tie into it.
Now, do you do nudity in your movies that you do?
Never. I've never had it as an option. I wouldn't ever, if a character called for that, I either wouldn't audition for it, or I would, just say that you'd have to change.
You're not
that
kind of girl.
No, and I'm hoping, I don't know, I'm hoping that this COVID thing maybe will kind of help the industry from having so much of this unnecessary soft porn in cable TV kind of stuff, because people can't really be getting that close together. So it's like, well, the COVID things, you know, you have to be 6 feet apart. How can they be having this, sex scenes when, you know, people have to be 6 feet apart? So maybe it'll get the industry to be writing material where it's not, you know, forcing actors and stuff to be in those situations. Because to me, I'm sorry, if you're an actor and you're doing that, you're a prostitute. I mean, you're a porn person. There's no reason to have those scenes in movies and TV. It can just be implied, you know, it can be two people walk into the bedroom and shut the door. Okay, we don't need to see
some of the best movies I've seen are movies about religion.
Oh.
There was one, this person died. He didn't know.
Oh, that he was dead and he's...
And he's with God. And there's three people, but they're all the same.
What movie is this? Or are you talking about real life?
No, it was... well, what's the name of that show?
Oh, it was a show or a movie?
The Cottage, The Cabin? The Cabin, I think it was called.
Oh.
The Cabin.
Oh, that was a book. Was that made into a,
yeah.
made into a movie?
Was that good?
I knew that
like
the
movies,
book was really
I like movies like that.
Well, something that makes you feel good or inspirational or kind of makes you cry, but in a good way. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyways, getting back to what I was saying.
Okay.
No, but I'm saying with the best TV shows or movies are when you've got two people and there's like kind of like that sexual tension, like you think, oh, you know, does he know that she likes him, he doesn't, and there's never any contact, but it's always just like, will it be, and it's not.
Due to hurting people's feelings nowadays, everything, I mean, like two women kissing.
Every show has that in it. And I was just watching a series, and I wanted to recommend it to my mom. But I'm thinking I'm going to have these disclaimers. Okay, there's a lot of, you know, maybe some swearing in it, and, you know, it's got, you know, sex scenes and stuff in it. It's like, why does it have to do that? I mean, it's fine to reference it. Okay, you know, these two are lesbians, whatever. We don't need to see
But they're shoving everything on, to make it seem like that's
okay. an average normal day.
It's like, Black Lives Matter.
It shouldn't show heterosexual either. All of that is not appropriate.
But see, it is okay. So homosexual, there's nothing wrong with that nowadays. Now, it used to be a sin, but that's like abortion. That used to be murder. Now, today, it's just called abortion. It's not called murder.
I know. And it's and the same thing with just any of this, even heterosexual sin that is out of marriage that's portrayed on TV is that's just as equally bad as showing, you know, homosexual sex and stuff.
Now you're going to get yourself in trouble about the homosexuals. That's
no, I'm
that's
just saying
okay.
it's both are the same, yeah. you know, because it's away from where it's supposed to be. And so, yeah.
So
guys probably thinking, why did I make?
Well, let me interview you now for just a second. So Carrie, When did you have this feeling that homosexuals are bad?
I have a feeling. I was very naive about that they even existed. I remember being still in high school up at her cottage, and the cottage next door, it was an older man, and then eventually, I don't know if he died, his daughter had that cottage, and she always had her best friend there. So years and years, it was always those two. And I had no clue that they were a couple. I just, in my naivety, I just thought, you know, that when married and they were just friends and they'd always, for years and years, just come up to the cottage, had a dog and everything.
Well, how did you find out that
they were? Then, even in college, my freshman year in college.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen to this very closely.
I grew up in a bubble. Apparently.
You grew up in a bubble.
Just a nice, secure...
Ma tried to keep you away from all that stuff.
Yeah, I just... And I lived in Granville, which is, a very, Christian church on every other corner. You know, it was just...
Were you a virgin when you got married?
Mm-hmm. It's kind of personal. But anyways, okay.
But
I'm saying, I always practiced what I preached.
But I'm just saying, you didn't have to answer. I didn't think you were going to answer that. Then you did. And then you thought about it for a second. You said, you bastard.
No, but I mean, That's what I promote to anybody, you know. It's just like, you know, God set these rules for a reason, not to hinder you from having fun. It was to protect you. I mean, you could be getting a relationship and you have... even engaged and you have sex with somebody and you have this emotional attachment, whatever, and then they leave you. And now you're like, okay, now, you know, if I'm going to find somebody else, I'm going to have to be, you know, not this person I saved myself for. I thought it was this guy and it's not. Or you get pregnant and then you're in a situation that it's, you know, embarrassing, or you're marrying someone that maybe was not the right person for you, and it just messes everything up. And so it saves you to not get in that situation until you're with the person that you know you're supposed to spend the rest of your life on and you can trust and you know that everything can be fine.
Remember that two gays on a bridge?
Your joke, yes.
But now, see, you can't even use that anymore because that's bad because you're not supposed to do that, you know? I mean, I was raised that was a sin. I mean,
it wasn't even something that was in my realm. Like I said, my freshman year in college, me and my best friend from high school, we were both going to be roommates. And then there was kind of like overcrowding. We were up at CMU. And so some of the rooms ended up, instead of having four people, you had a fifth. Well, we had five people in our rooms, which meant you had one room that had two beds, then you had the other room with bunk beds and a single bed. Of course, a roommate got there first and took the other room, and those two ended up being our really good friends. And then
they were gay?
No, they ended up being our good friends to this day. And then me and my best friend, we had the oddball person in that room. It ended up, I was really naive. I mean, I just thought she was kind of tomboyish, and, you know, she dressed kind of tomboyish, carried a wallet. I mean, but she was just very, very weird, and she...
So things changed when you found out?
Well, this is what happened. Well, we didn't... She annoyed us.
Probably
anyways.
When she kissed you, you realized that, right?
No. Well, she used to just spend time in the bath. This is really... I'm sorry to talk about somebody, but she would be in the bathroom, and she had skin problems, and she'd always be in there and pop in her pimples, and she was just very awkward and popping weird to begin with. And
how would you come up with that?
So wanted to try to get her
out of there.
Out of there, you know, just it was just overcrowding, and she was a hypochondriac, and so, you know, so that was an issue too. Well, eventually, we got to the point where we were getting to get her out, and she kind of find out we had confronted her, blah 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 blah, and she just broke down. She was so hurt, especially because I was in on it. I didn't realize that she kind of had a crush on me.
Oh,
and
no.
So I'm like, what?
So did you two date for a while or
no? But I thought, well, that explains like her sister who would come over, who was even more
gay,
butch, I guess we call it, than her. And I just,
how can you
I mean,
be more gay? You're either gay or
butch. No, I mean just the way that you presented yourself.
She was the male of the gay part.
Yeah, I just don't. Anyways, then I felt bad, but I thought, was I just by being nice to her, was that enough for her to
fall in love?
And because I'm always nice to everybody.
So you two didn't date.
But so then that was kind of what opened my eyes to like, that's my first exposure to it.
So
then I was
ever,
looking back, how did you know
that she loved you? I mean, she liked you.
No, she had, the way that she had said that she was just so very disappointed that, you know, I can't remember the details. It's been 36 years or more ago.
Yeah.
But, it was eye-awakening. And then I saw on campus where they would have these clubs or groups where, you know, gays could, you know, meet, or they'd have like a protest, and it's like, you know, wear jeans and that you're supporting, you know, the gay thing. It's like, oh, right, everybody wears jeans in college. And so everybody who would like, oh, don't want to sport, I have to throw on a dress or something. So, yeah, that kind of opened up my eyes to that whole other outside my bubble that there was people that had, you know, different lifestyles, whatever. But I was always just promoting. I mean, it's not that one sin is worse than the other. Every sin is bad, but which sins, I always thought the sins of the body were the worst. Just for you emotionally and spiritually, that can just drag you down. So if you love yourself or you love your sin more than you love God, then I'm concerned for people. It's not like I think somebody is bad and I'm judgmental. It's more that I care enough for them to want to tell them that their lifestyle is bleeding them down
okay,
a path, you know. But
you went to one thing that I'm trying to be funny, and you turned it into, we should be in church right now.
I turned it into something else. No, but I'm just saying, people can look at me and just say, I can have fun, I can be goofy, I can do all these things, but I'm still a Christian.
Well, I tell you, every time when I've been with you, every time I get in the car, I got to ask God for forgiveness.
I know you're going to say something.
What can
like
I say about that?
No, you know? But I mean, there's a way to be joyful and happy, but also inclusive of others that they want to be as happy as you. And you can tell them why you're happy is because, you know, I've got to put up with this earth for a while, you know, but.
By the way, she's like a sister to me.
A baby sister.
A baby sister, yeah. I'm old enough to be her grandpa.
Oh, no. I kind of got off topic. No, but
I'm just saying, you know, sometimes people think,
She just
ignores whatever I say.
No,
anyway,
it's
more for the shock factor.
Well, you know, we're kind
of
bringing up a good topic, too, because there are people that judge, you know, Christians as being judgmental.
Oh, hypocritical. Every Christian is
a hypocrite. And it's like, well, everybody is a sinner, and not every so-called Christian is actually a follower of Christ. They may say, oh, I'm a Christian because I go to church and everything, but
they don't
practice. Right.
They don't walk the walk.
Right. They don't walk the walk.
And a lot of people are Christians to the public,
yes,
but they're
and
not
then
really.
You actually have those who think that, well, because I behave in such a way and you don't behave the same way I do, that I'm better than you, or shame on you, you're not being a Christian. And that right there is what turns off those who are maybe thinking, you know, can you tell me more about, you know, your church or Jesus or whatever? And they're like, well, I don't want to be, you know, treated like that. And it's like, Christians, real Christians, don't be doing that. You know, you want to bring people in and love them, not be, you know, point out their sins after they're comfortable and know, you know, they're saved or whatever before you.
Right.
Do that kind of stuff. But anyways, back to my, well, I was gonna say that that's why I never used to tell people that I was, when I was doing like those pageants for a while, which was my way to try to help my anxiety of, you know, my social anxiety and stuff. But I didn't want people, you know, that from my church or my family, anybody to know I was doing stuff or I was doing acting or anything, because I thought they'd all be, you know, judging me and all this kind of stuff. So that's
well, you are going to be judged all the time by people. I mean,
well,
you know.
Then I stopped being afraid of being judged about that. Then I was just being judged of from strangers or people thinking, who the heck does she think she is? Why is she on television? Oh, she's so this, that, or the other thing. And I'm like, I know, but why can't I still have fun and be and do TV without having to worry about this, which I still do. But now
you
it's now, now
it?
It's too, well, I mean, I should have been doing this in my 20s and 30s, but I had all the anxiety raising kids. And so then I'm thinking, well, I'll be young enough when my kids are grown up to start doing this. But darn it all, gravity and age and stuff all kicks in. And it's like, shoot, now I gotta, I guess I can just play grandmothers and witches and stuff, but otherwise, what kind of roles can I play? But there are a lot of roles for people just to be, because we're the society. We've got people of all demographics, different ages, so they need someone to play, you know, the grandmother.
Well, I tell you, nowadays, it my world has changed to when I grew, how I was
oh,
raised.
Oh, me too.
And there's so much. I mean, like today, you hurt people's feelings. You can't hurt. I think one day you're going to be able to be arrested for hurting somebody's feelings. That's what I see
that's
coming.
That's the biggest thing, is we need to put a break on that. And when someone says that offends you, and you just say, oh, too bad. No, you don't turn around and then, you know, kowtow and say, oh, I'm so sorry. Don't be mad at me. You know, don't tell my, you know, employer or whatever. It's awful. It's those who are the offended that are taking control and basically, you know, getting people fired. They're getting people and companies to be afraid to let their employees or anybody just have freedom of speech when they're off hours.
Right.
It'd be one thing if you are in your job and you're representing the company and you're doing something, then the employer can say, hey, you know, this was reported, this is not good, blah, blah, blah. But someone on their free time 10 years ago posted something on Facebook or Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's got to come back, and that person then has to pay the consequences for something that they said, which is free speech, because it offended somebody. Now, that is...
If we keep using the word black and color in everything we do, we're going to have racism to the end of time. We got to get off this color thing. A person is a person is a person.
Right. The only time
God made people.
Right.
God made everybody.
It should only be a description, not a
they
like
should
a
take
degradation.
It off.
Well,
they should take it off that you're here. You got a picture of yourself on your driver's license, and it says Caucasian, black. Now, why in God's green acres is our state putting that on our driver's license? Is that the stupidest thing you ever heard?
It's because they like to keep track, and so that they can, you know, use race in different things. You know, like the unemployment, the this and that. It's like I would be offended if I was black and the government treated me as though I'm ignorant or just can't take care of myself, that I'm too dumb to be able to do things that the rest of the population can do, like get an ID or any of this kind of stuff. And it's like, I would be very offended, or I can't get into college because I'm black, so I must not be smart enough. So we're gonna just reserve a few spots that only black students can get. I would be, that's the most racist things out there, is those who are think that they are being helping and are not racist are the biggest racists, because you are singling out people for their race, which is racist, you know?
Yeah.
You should be treating everybody the same based on their abilities, their character. And unfortunately, some people in their culture, in their environment where they live, are at a disadvantage, but it doesn't mean them individually are a bad person. They need to be getting out of a disadvantaged thing by education, by whatever, church and whatever, and just getting out of a bad situation. But they're not bad innately just because of the color of their skin. It's ridiculous.
It is.
Just like
you heard this
white,
first like, from Carrie Bradstreet.
Like, people have like white trailer trash. I mean, that's the same kind of a thing where people like backwoods people, they mock, you know, Appalachians and everything, thinking that they're this way. It's not because of the color of their skin. You know, it has to be with the culture and the environment and everything. So,
and when you
back to my original topic. Yeah.
Back to the free and fun game.
I was talking about auditions. Where did this all go?
I guess I started it by saying, you know, but I think that stuff's got to stop, though. I mean,
I know enough people have to fight back and say, "Hey, I'm sorry that offends you, but hey, that's your problem."
That's the way I feel.
That's your problem.
Yeah.
I mean, what you do offends me, but I'm not protesting or whatever. I just live on with my life. You know, people just need to be okay. If something offends you, keep it to yourself. Share it with your friends or whatever that are like-minded, and you guys can mess around and argue about it, and then go on with your life. You don't have to then make the whole world agree with your opinion. That's not how life works.
We're going especially on a station break right now, but we'll be back with Carrie Bradstreet on how
America has especially if your opinion is a minority opinion, you know. But anyways, okay, they were going to go back. We started on auditions. Well, I wanted to tell you, we keep getting off topic, that I was doing auditions, and I have an audition that I need to do this weekend, which I get to use his tool belt that he gave me. Those who watched, you know, last summer when I was doing all my decking and everything, and he bought me a tool belt because I complained about how I was constantly, where's my hammer? Where's the screwdriver? Blah, blah, blah. And so he said, you need a tool belt. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's what those are for, to keep everything handy right here.
So did you use it?
I did for a while, but then I was doing so much stuff where I was, like, on my hand and knees and painting that it wasn't conducive to, you know, to be, you know, it was bulky or whatever. But now I've got an audition I need to do where I am a host, like a host contractor.
So what you're saying is if you get that, you're going to give me the credit for it, right?
I will. Yes.
All right.
But I have to do, like, audition is me actually hosting, demonstrating, like showing how to do stuff. So I will dress the part. I'll have your little tool belt on, and I'll act as though that is my normal attire.
Do one of our skits that we're going to be doing in the show, like, okay, just ad-libbing in the show, and just see how it goes one of these days.
That reminds me, I have another audition where I don't know if we're supposed to say this or not, but they have people that call, you do like improv to a call-in show.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like a shtick or something these radio stations have. And so I have to, for the audition, they're going to give a scenario, and then I have to be on the phone with somebody and being improvising as whatever the character is. So I thought that should be kind of fun.
Yeah, it would be.
So I guess that happens a lot of people, and you don't know it. They're not real callers.
Oh, they're not real callers.
And the same thing with the judge shows, those court shows. Yeah, those are actors.
Oh, listen to this.
Most of the time that are making all these things up. Or they have
somebody,
something kind of close to that situation, and they
somebody had filed a lawsuit against me, one of my models. And
want me to play her in the court?
Yeah. And they were going to, they called and wanted to, what they would do is, no matter The person that filed it will win anyway. I mean, she might lose, but she's still going to get paid.
So the incentive for her to do this show, knowing that she's going to get some money regardless of the verdict. Okay.
And I said, oh, hell no, I'm not going to give that lady the credit to that. And it was so funny because when we went to court, the judge looked at the woman and looked at her and says,
oh, is this the one about not being pretty enough to be a model?
Yeah. And I just said, I'm not going to say a word. My mouth is shut. I'm not going to say a word because, but it was funny. So.
For those who hadn't heard last summer when you were telling these stories, I mean, it's really bad, but it's funny. Well, I could explain. Larry had a modeling agency, and you know, this area, Grand Rapids, there's not a
that
whole
much work.
Lot. Yeah, not a lot of work. And then if you have a couple of agencies, you know, some are the ones that sweep up all the runway type kind of models, and then you've got commercial models, which basically is me. That doesn't matter what you look like. But you want to bring in and have as many models in your books as possible. And so when you have like an open call and, you know, looking for models, so people come in that necessarily wouldn't, you know, fit the
model stage.
Model criteria.
But even, see, if you say it, the problem of it is they can sue you.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So you have to be, you know, leave
open-minded.
Things open. But in your situation, what, you had someone come in that was just, you couldn't see would fit anywhere in your roster of models, right?
Right.
And so what did you do, and how did you get sued?
Well, it's just...
Oh, I know. I remember now.
Go ahead, say it.
He would put pictures of the ones that came in that were outrageous and post them, didn't you? So these were like to show people how... Some people think they could be models, right?
Yeah.
That was what it was. And did she find out you did that or something?
No.
Oh.
No, that wasn't what it was about at all.
Oh. What was it about?
Because there was this woman's friend had a daughter, and the friend got the job and she didn't. And she got mad because the other woman got the job.
And she was there first.
And she was there first. That's exactly what it was, you know.
And so, that's not how it worked either.
No.
If they knew how many times you submit or submitted for things that you, the answer is usually 95% is no. And you can't take it personally, which is, you know, you just figure that they might be looking at 200 pictures. And to be upset that they didn't pick you, I mean, you know, you can't.
Yeah.
It's all objective, subjective.
And you can't, that's what you say.
You can't
guarantee people work.
Right. And
I don't care how beautiful you are.
And it doesn't always have to be that. It could be they're looking for a specific look, you know, and they find, this is what I had in mind, and it's not you. So, you know, don't feel bad. It's just that's
part of life.
For you. Yeah. Same thing with being offended. You know, it's just like, you know, so what? I mean, you know, someone's doing something that's very offensive to me, long as it's not harming me personally or, you know, my family or infringing upon my rights, then it's just like,
but look what's happening in Chicago. And look, all these other these cities and states and all this, they're killing everybody. And now they're sitting there saying, well, we're not going to use police. How in the world are we going to not have police? I don't want to live in a country that don't have police, trust me.
You know what they should say? Okay, if we're going to defund the police, we're going to take all those guns.
I think we should give them more money.
No, take, well, I mean, just saying, these neighborhoods that are claiming that Chicago, guns, having a gun is illegal, but only criminals have guns. So, I mean, you can't have, I think it's gun-free.
Well, when they say, the saying is, when...
Yeah, only criminals have guns.
Guns
are illegal, only illegals have guns.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, if these people are just, okay, defund the police, you know, and this is their neighborhood, say, okay, fine, we're going to take the guns that the police would have, and we're going to give them to all the neighbors that want one to protect themselves. And now see what happens when these people are actually can be armed to protect themselves from gun dealers, can protect themselves from being robbed. And
well, there are some
bad. You want the vigilante things, or
the majority of police are good people.
Yeah.
I mean, they became police because they want to do
something. But I also have to imagine that being in that situation for years in those neighborhoods, that you have a sense of any person I encounter could be someone who wants to kill me. So you can't always be, you know, Mr. Joe friendly cop. You know, I think you, in those neighborhoods, I think you're always going to be on edge, because look at, people are assassinating cops, or people hate cops or spit at cops, throw stuff. It would be easy to say, forget it, I'm not going to police this area.
Yeah.
And for those who stick around, and I hear that, you know, a majority of them are minorities. You know, they aren't like all white cops in a black neighborhood. No, they have, you know, cops that are from those neighborhoods and represent those people. So, you know, they are turning their backs on, you know, their fellow, you know, Latinos or blacks who wanted to improve their neighborhoods, become cops, and, you know, they turn on them just as well. So it's
sad out there, don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, we're just fortunate to be not in an area where we have to worry about gun violence. But I mean, I just fear for those, a lot of single moms with little kids and little boys, and they're afraid, my boys are gonna
look at all the murders. Even when I moved to Grand Rapids years ago, even the McDonald's were closed on Sundays.
Yes.
This was a very, I the way I'll say it, a good place to live.
It was
a nice place to live.
Yeah.
But now, last night, they had shootings in Kalamazoo and shootings in Grand Rapids, and it was connected. I mean, people were now coming from Kalamazoo, and all these people, I mean, it's like a war out there, a civil war.
And it all tends to be gun-related, so it's not like just random stuff. It's like, you know, people in gangs, and they're retaliating, and they're shooting people, and innocent people are getting in the way. They live in these neighborhoods,
and if you look back a couple, maybe a year ago or a few months ago, all these places were getting robbed and guns were taken, and now they're being used. And that's, so you wonder where the guns came from. They come from the stolen ones that them people took. And that's what we got to live with these people nowadays. And that's what I said. You hurt somebody's feelings, you can't, you know.
I know.
And now there's,
we got to start, even at the simple stuff like that, we've got to, we mean those who are reasonable, have common sense, and normal people, is just fight back. Don't just, you know, say, okay, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to offend you. It's just like, hey, no, too bad, you know, get a life. You know, and just not
favor.
Let them bully us.
The next time you see a police officer, though,
I'll thank them.
Give them a high five and say, we're with you. Mm-hmm. You know, those guys are, they're just like you and I. They go home, they have families and all that.
Right.
And they go and get in a car and some punk shoots the guy just to be a Barney badass and be able to make it. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm the cool dude. And as there's this, cops are saying, you know, you don't want me
to. Is it worth it? Yeah.
Yeah. Why should I, if somebody wants to shoot somebody, let them shoot them, if that's the way it's going to be. But we got to change. I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, it's absolutely foolish.
Do like they did, I don't know, didn't Australia start out as like, it just put a whole bunch of criminals on an island and left them alone? We could take all these gangs and stuff. You know what, guys? You guys want to fight each other? Let's just round you all up. We'll give you your own place. Here, this is nice little island over there. Have at it. Guys, figure out how you're gonna get your drugs, and you guys do your thing, and just leave the rest of us
alone.
Out of it. Yep.
And now,
see what happens.
Well, they finally legalized marijuana, and that's a big business now. There's some rich people already in this. So, next thing's probably gonna be cocaine, you know, and after that, heroin. So, it's just one thing after another.
Heroin. Well, speaking of heroin. My friend Randy, who's got the movie that we did, hopefully it's going to be sent in for quality control. They do for films before they can put them on like Netflix and Hulu and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So hopefully it's about to the point. So shortly, maybe my movie about the opioids and stuff will be
on
available.
Netflix?
Yeah, or someplace.
Won't that be cool?
Yeah.
I get a kick out of seeing her. I wake up in the morning and I turn on TV and the first person I see is her in a.
Sorry.
In some commercials. It's kind of funny, though.
Yeah, they must be old ones because they
I yell at my wife. I say, Sandra, come here. It's Carrie. She's on the.
Yeah, furs. Like I said, I never see them. I'll just hear from people, like an aunt or somebody says, "Oh yeah, your aunt said she saw."
Well, you got to feel proud that people seen you.
Well, if they recognize you or they're not sure. I've had people at church say, "I think I saw you in a commercial."
Oh yeah.
I was like, "Yeah, it's me." Oh, and then I'm thinking they're going to be like,
"Has anybody asked you for your autograph?"
They're going to all be so nice about it. What's that?
Has anybody asked you for your autograph? Yeah.
Do autographs mean anything anymore?
Yeah,
people just do the selfies. And
I was in Myers one day, and a person come up and asked if I was Larry Berry, and you know what I said?
No.
No. Oh, okay. You look like the guys on TV.
Right. So I forgot what name I was using that day. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of funny, you know.
Yeah. I'm never, and that's one thing, is I've never been in this to be recognized or famous or anything. It's something I like to do. So it's like I would never tell people that I know that I did this. You know, I would be, well, if strangers, you know, see it, they don't know me, he doesn't care. But
wait till the church sees the one when you were a hooker.
They don't watch those.
They don't watch those?
I wasn't a real hooker, it was a comedy. I just implied that I needed those vitamins.
By the way, when we're over, did they guess what I'm doing? I'm going fishing. Okay. Got my fishing hat ready to go.
Yeah, well, you do that, and I'm going to maybe get ready to do my contractor host thing.
Okay, this show that we're doing right now is because...
Oh, it's going to be past when I do all this. It's going to be next week.
But I mean, we're going to be doing another one on Monday.
Right, so...
So we don't want to say everything.
So we'll say, we'll see you today and maybe tomorrow.
Yeah.
whenever you watch this.
Yeah, whenever you watch it.
You might see us back to back, but we'll look completely different. He'll be sunburned and what from fishing and...
It's going to be 90 out tomorrow, you know that? 90, it could be up to 100.
Oh, I feel like 100, they say on Sunday,
I'll be floating in my pool.
I maybe will be floating there, too.
You're more than welcome.
I will see.
You used to come over, but...
I know, but I haven't put on a bathing suit in the last two summers.
Oh, yeah, well, just wear your...
Just I'll wear...
Wear pajamas. And
I got a snowmobile suit.
There you go, snowmobile suit.
And I'll sweat off all the fat, too.
So I think because I really don't have anything to say...
I know, maybe we won't air this one after all.
Huh?
I said, maybe you won't air this one after. Yeah. Oh, darn, there's no sound.
Maybe they're trying to tell us something.
Exactly.
You know,
shut off our mic now.
I wonder what we should talk about next Monday.
Well, we have a couple of days.
Let's talk about how bad our show was on Friday.
Yeah.
You know?
We'll talk about the repercussions of our
rant. See, we can't swear anymore. We can't tell jokes. We can't do anything. All we can do is sit here and act stupid.
No, we're going to take comedy back. We're going to take offending people back. Because we can offend ourselves. I mean, if you can't laugh at yourself, you're a very, very sad person. You should be able to laugh at something. I mean, if it includes you and you know, that's kind of like me.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever been in church and you had gas and you didn't know where to get it?
Huh? Are you going to cough like this?
No, I mean...
Oh, so would you do just kind of slip out?
Yeah.
Or you just... slide down the pew to be far away from somebody?
No.
And wait for the little kid in front of you to go, what is
it's
that?
It's so hollow that they'll hear it anyway, you know? It'll go all over the church. And you don't want to smile because then they don't know who did it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
The smeller is the feller. What was the joke they used to say?
I don't know.
Yeah, so, no, I'm usually pretty cautious about that. I would be more like, I'm going to go excuse myself for a minute.
Yeah. Have you ever had a sneeze and you try to hold a sneeze? Oh, my. You hold your nose and it's almost like...
And it ends up coming something louder.
Yeah. It's funny. Well, yes. I tell you, we're going to leave right now because we don't really want to talk anymore.
Nope. And I need to... Obviously, I need my...
And this damn mic. I'm about had it with this thing. It's went down, down, down. So.
Nope. All right. And then I will figure out if I can do my... I was thinking I'll go do it at my brother's house because I had been working over there.
What are you talking about?
My audition.
Oh.
By contracting. Because then...
Do you have to get filmed that?
Yeah. So I have to...
So who filmed it?
I'm just going to set up a tripod and...
Oh, and do it that
my
way?
Cameras. Yeah. So I figured,
well, if you ever want me to help you, just let me know and I'll do it.
Okay. If I need it. Especially they book people now to actually film in their home, you know, so they'll send, you know, equipment and whatever and... So that you have some semi-professional kind of shoot and stuff. Yeah. Until this COVID thing.
I still think you should make one and we make a professional one and then you can just send that out all the time.
A professional, what, just me doing a commercial?
Doing a commercial, doing a skit, just so they get to know you, who you are. And then you have it on hand.
That's do like 15 second ones.
Yeah.
Casting directors, they don't want to watch much.
Yeah, they just so want to know.
A little bit. Okay, move on.
Right.
I could do a whole bunch of little 15 second clips.
So anyway, we already talked and said goodbye.
I know, five times.
You know what I'm going to say now?
You're going to say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. See ya next week,
or
same
actually,
time.
Actually, it might feel like tomorrow.
Or tomorrow.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.